My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
A combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up. Hellman on
cliffcentral.com. Right then, I mean, Terry, I don't know if it was a good or a bad thing that I looked at your Instagram before this interview. I can't decide, like, if it was good or if it was... I have, like, a mixed... Why are you laughing like that?
Because I already know, like, I'm just like, okay.
Why? What is on your Instagram?
The most. No, but I'm a model, so I have to, you know, post on what happens on sets.
I mean, how would you describe your Instagram?
My Instagram is popping.
Yeah.
It's popping. But I'd like to say it shows my work and my shows myself as a walking gallery, which is very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it shows absolutely. Up all my work.
I mean, you are a self-proclaimed video vixen. I noticed that it's in the bio
and
everything.
It's not self-proclaimed. It's what I am.
Yes,
because,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you've got an incredible, like, ass. I mean,
thank
that's
you.
Really kind of,
thank you.
It's just taking me a while to kind of get to the point where I was just going to say it. But you, I mean, it's very showcased on the, on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, people say doing it for the gram. You really are doing it for.
I'm doing this, it for the money more than the gram. The gram just helps push the money. Yeah.
Now, like a photo like this one that you just posted like earlier today where you're like lying in, like who took that? Who takes these photos?
The DOP of the movie we were actually shooting, it was directed by Side Effects and Fred Mercury, the former editor of Hype
Fred's
magazine.
Dope, yeah.
So I was cast for that movie, so he was shooting just behind the scenes.
Of course,
snaps.
This is how Fred spends his days.
I mean,
okay, yeah, but you are a lot more than that because you're a. I mean, what would you lead with? Because you're a model.
I'm a rapper first.
Yes, okay,
rapper
cool.
First,
dope.
And then I am an urban model, and then I'm a producer and sound engineer because I went to school for that. Mm. So I have the paperwork and everything. And then I'm a video vixen.
But you're like super young, like 1995. Like,
I know, right?
That
I'm
would
a
make
43.
You like 22.
Yeah.
And like you seem to have done a hell of a lot. You've already sort of finished studying.
Yeah.
And you've also. What's an urban model? What is that?
An urban model is basically like I don't limit myself. Like I'm not just doing runway or like I do all types of modeling. Yeah, so it's just like whatever's urban in the culture right now, I'm part of it.
So what's interesting is that you have all these tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, is this like I know with these tattoo people that they the first one and then they want the second one and then
and it just
they
never
know it,
stops. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the first one?
The first one was my grandmother's name. My mother actually took me to get my tattoo for that one on my matric dance because I wanted one so bad.
Wow.
I don't think she realized that she started something bigger.
Mm.
And since then, I just haven't stopped, and it's become like a really nice addiction. I'd like to think.
You told me that you passed out while getting one of the tattoos.
On the thigh, yes. The one that was being done by Gomz at Dirty Ink. I passed out because it was
Hang
a 12.
On. They called the place Dirty Ink.
Yeah, the tattoo parlor is called Dirty Ink in Wonder Park. Yeah, so it was like a 12-hour session.
12 hours?
Yeah, it was 12-hour session, 6 to 6.
What do you, like, have a lunch break in that? Like, how do you...
I mean, we ate before. Like,
so you don't eat for 12 hours and you're sitting there getting a tattoo?
You do eat, but you know, the body was so used to me getting tattoos for like 3 hours at a time or something. When we went on for 12 hours, my body shut down. And he didn't even realize. He just carried on.
I can tell you right now, you have a far higher pain threshold than I have. I would have been, like, I have no tattoos.
Really?
Because I just, it looks so painful.
It is. I won't even lie. It is, but it's nice pain.
It's nice pain.
It's nice pain, yeah.
Okay. So tell me about this this musical career, because obviously you started out studying music, but how has it evolved and progressed? I see that in 2015 you released 40 songs, over 40 songs.
Yeah, yeah. That was when I had just finished, when I actually dropped out of school in 2014, before I went to study sound engineering at Soul Candy under Boston Media.
Cool.
So I studied that, and from like the first week, I already like caught on to the software. And I just started making beats and recording because I had all the software in my house. Like I had like a mini studio.
Mm.
So I just record every day, come back from school. And that's how I ended up dropping 40 songs. That's how I got my first feature on Hype Magazine because they realized that I was dropping a song almost like every 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And how's the music career kind of progressed?
It's going really, really, really good. I'm actually excited for the year to come.
Yeah.
I just got out of the studio with Stilo Makolite.
Cool.
So I'm really excited. We're shooting the video soon. It's going to be really, really, really interesting. Like, I just want to see how my career is actually going to take off in another direction than the way I started.
What do you think it is that you're going to bring, or that you're bringing to SA hip hop that isn't there already?
I mean, I'm not trying to like become something that's already there. I feel like my style is very different. I'd like to say I am ghetto. I know that. But I'm ghetto with a twist where I'm relatable. Just because I have tattoos, a lot of people automatically think I'm intimidating.
Mm.
But I'm so relatable, it's not even funny. Like, I'm the goofiest person out here. But when it comes to the bars, that's what I'm here to bring. I'm not here to compete. I'm not here to find a place, because I already have my own space that I've created for myself. So I think that's what I'm bringing, like, my own originality. Plus, I'm the only one with tattoos this much in the game.
Yeah. How do you, get into the industry, though? How do you get to work with people like Stilo? I mean, yeah. It's not like... You know, this is the thing about entertainment. It's not like you upload your CV and then Stilo gets it,
true.
Like through some recruitment agency.
True.
Like, you really have to hustle. And how are you navigating that?
I mean, it's been really, really hard. But even if you're an introvert, you have to like force yourself to be an extrovert, you know, be a social person.
Yeah.
When you see someone in the street that you know might help you or could actually just want to listen to your music, you have to approach them. You have to put all pride aside and all fears aside and actually make that happen for yourself. Because if you have fear, it's obviously going to block your blessings. So for me, with Stilo, I met him in 2014 before I even went into music. Way before I went into music. And when I went into it, he was like, no, just take your time with it. And then once I finally had that one song where he was like, yo, let me get on that automatically. It took me 4 years to get a verse from Stilo. It wasn't easy, but
good things never are.
Exactly.
All right, we're hanging out with Terry Treasure. We're going to play a Stilo song real quick, because it's throwing me back now to when he was Jack. I haven't seen him in like a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
More with Terry on the other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So, Terry, it says here that the modeling aspect of Terry Treasure is a platform for her to expand her brand to all social platforms. She surpassed from the negativity that she received on her image. What do you mean negativity? What happened?
Automatically with tattoos, a lot of people associate it with like either crime or like you've been to prison or, you know, automatically like that comes with like a whole stigma. And I've been through that where people were just like, oh, you probably been to jail. And it's like, nah, not even. So now I'm embracing what I look like. That's why I'm so, how can I put it? I'm so out there with my look. I'm not afraid to show people that this is who I am, so that they don't put automatic judgment on me and see that, no, this is actually who she is. We shouldn't just judge on the image. Yeah.
What does the word artist mean to you?
Artist, I think it's someone that's all-rounded. It's not just focused on one thing. Their brain is open to a whole lot of other aspects of just that art. It doesn't have to be just one thing, but like expanding the brain and being able to understand different things, I think, is very artistic. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't even ask. I know that you were you born in Soweto?
Yeah.
That's okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And what's the family setup? Because you said earlier that your mom was the first person to take you to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I stayed with my mom.
You.
Yeah.
So mom sounds like she's a lot of fun.
My mom is super chill.
Yeah.
She's a mom. She's got her days where she's like strict a bit or uptight.
Yeah.
But she's like super, super chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's super stoked about all of this, right?
Of course. Like, my mom supports me with everything I do. I think she's like one of my biggest fans besides my grandfather.
Yeah.
Like, those two are competing, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's the first person you play this stuff to when it's like done, to see what they think of it?
In terms of my music?
Yeah.
Definitely my friends.
Okay.
If my friends don't have a reaction, it's not dropping.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't make my friends excited, it's definitely not coming out.
Then what's the point of doing the whole thing?
Do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, it's been very, very cool to meet you. What are the plans for 2018?
2018. I'm a silent grind type of person, but I'm going to drop a few hints.
Do it.
I'm definitely going to drop a video with Stilo.
Cool.
The song's called Silent Grind. And cover art's dropping soon. Definitely working on my own show. I was approached by my own show to do my own show after I did the KFC Taste Kitchen.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that one's being... we're trying to sell the show to like different channels.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely more Video Vixen work to pay the bills.
Does it pay well?
It does. It does pay well if you with the right agency.
Yeah.
You know, some agencies rip you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you with the right agency, definitely can pay your bills.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? All right, how do we keep up with you all down social media, Terry?
Well, you can catch me on Instagram, The Official Treasure. I went and changed the name. We're going singular form now. It's no more Terry Treasure. It's going to be just Treasure.
I like it.
Yes,
yeah.
2018. Treasure. And then on Twitter, it's Terry Treasure. On Facebook, Terry Treasure. And then my Facebook fan page is Official_Terry Treasure.
Fantastic. Treasure, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you so much for having me.